That's the thing, is like, we think we're old, by the way, so we think like, these kids, we've got to protect them. These kids are watching double penetration porn at 5 years old.
That's true.
Come on.
I don't think that's 100%
they're watching
accurate.
True Blood, they're watching.
You know what? Let me tell you something. That might be 100% accurate.
What'd you just say? Sorry, I missed it.
He said, I don't think that's 100% accurate. I said, I'm sorry, know that. It's 2013.
You said 5 years old. Do you know what 5 years old is?
Yes. Yes, I do.
5 years old is not high school.
No, she's not. My niece just turned 5 today. It's my niece's birthday.
Aww,
and the girl can work a computer like a mother. Dude, it's bananas.
No, it's not. I mean, my nephew,
there's
same way.
No
but
way that there's no reason that these kids that can work the internet have not watched all sorts of shit that their parents don't
know. Maybe accidentally. Maybe they stumble upon these
things. Do you remember being a rascal as a little 5-year-old?
You know what I remember?
And like hiding little, like doing things and hitting people with sticks? That was because that's all we had access to.
Wait, where do you go?
Because all we had access to at that point was that was it. Now, kids are born into a world where people give them iPads and they have access to everything. You don't think they're getting into it?
How do you go from hiding little things to hitting each other with sticks?
I'm just saying, when we were kids, we had access to certain things.
Yeah, like sticks and hiding.
Yeah,
things.
I'm just saying, like, we, you know, you couldn't get in as much trouble as you can now. Now
I'm
kids
tell
are born
you,
into the
I agree.
Internet era.
In terms of like, illicit stuff, it had to be in the magazine form.
It had to be stealing, maybe stealing
scrambled
candy.
On cable, like, in between the static, where you're like, oh my god, I think that was a nipple.
Yeah.
Or it had to be Leisure Suit Larry.
Yeah.
Like, video game, which is, like, risque, like, oh my god.
Leisure Suit Larry.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. They were, like, how many of those were made? Like, 8 of them? Yeah.
And now, kids have iPhones and iPads where within 2 clicks you can actually get a live Czechoslovakian girl slamming herself with a 2x4 up her vagine. For $9.95, she'll do whatever you want and then send you the 2x4 in the mail after she signs it. Okay. Where it's been.
You know what was illicit when I was a kid?
What's that?
My mom had VHS copies of The Breakfast Club.
Oh.
And Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Oh, yeah.
But that's illicit.
I was not allowed to watch them.
Yeah.
But.
And I did.
See, there you go. Of course you do.
See, that's what I'm talking about. That
of course
kind of
you
thing.
Do.
Prepared.
No, you weren't prepared, and that was traumatizing. But like Brian said, you can now see all manner of disgusting things all over the globe. And please believe that it happened.
Not at 5.
You. Why are you saying that?
Not at 5.
Why are you saying that, Robert?
Because I think
is it true?
The number's too low.
Is it true? No. Is
it
true?
It to be too low.
Yeah, he doesn't want it to be true.
Is it true
that 5-year-olds can surf the internet?
True.
Many of them can, yes.
So what's the fucking problem with you're heartbroken that this is happening?
Hopefully they have restraints, like they have restrictions on their computers.
Can we all agree that most parents don't have it together enough to have any restrictions on their internet?
Okay, wait.
Can we agree that most 5-year-olds know how to run their computer better than their parents?
Yes.
Agreed.
But it is also true that Google has a safe search by default active, and it requires you to go in and remove that safe search for you to stumble upon these pictures.
Okay, and who in this room has any fucking idea what Robert just said about a safe search option on their internet?
On Google.
No idea.
Brian?
I've heard of it.
Okay.
And
so wait.
Would you have any idea how to access that or get it?
I'm sure I'm a pretty computer savvy guy. I'm sure giving me 20, 30 minutes, I can figure it out.
It's top right corner of Google's main page. But
of
that
course.
Doesn't matter. Look, this
of course
is the thing.
Is.
This is the thing. You're not going to, if anyone in this room has seen porn, it's not because you, quote unquote, stumbled upon it from a standard site like Netflix, where the kids might be watching cartoons. Google, where they're searching for something. Wikipedia, you are not going to find porn from there.
But when you hear the word booby on the playground and you go home and you type booby
into Google.
They're
talking about the bird, the booby, the booby.
And that's what comes up in the Google search result.
Yeah.
About 10 minutes ago, a gavel sounded in a court of universal law and I was proven correct. So, whatever.
All right, what is this? Oh, my God. Whoa. Whoa. Brian Gerard.
What happened?
Where are we?
I liked what you did.
I did, too. Well, I was dropping the gavel. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Shide Show.
Yeah, 5 minutes
in. We're already 5 minutes in, and let me tell you, it's heated.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things to talk about, and it's a good segue with our special guest here today. But first of all, let me introduce Gregory Hoyt.
Oh. Wow. Good evening.
Let me now introduce Robert Shide.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen.
Good evening. I think I didn't introduce myself. Robert, can you do that, please?
Welcome, Brian Gerard.
Thank you.
Sitting
thank
across
you.
From
thank you. Thank you. We have a guest today.
We do. Of the female.
She is a female.
Finally.
Thank you for noticing.
She's a female. She is a professional photographer.
Oh, wow.
A professional fist pumper.
Whoa.
And often a thumbs upper.
Wow, a thumbs upper. She also likes illicit movies.
Hey.
Love.
No. Including The Breakfast Club.
Yes.
And Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Ooh. Hey, when that girl gets put up on that hook,
yeah,
it's no joke, man.
No joke at all. True. And her name is?
Elizabeth Urban.
Oh, yeah.
Welcome back.
But my friends call me. No? Oh,
we don't know.
Sorry,
we're not in that
here.
Category.
What do they call you?
Tough room.
Herb.
Beth?
Try it again. See what happens.
They call the you.
But my friends call me.
Beth.
Oh, God.
But I feel like there's a B in there. Do you want
to
try it again? Do it again. It's just getting
Baylor University.
It's really painful.
My friends call me.
But my friends call me.
Girl.
Bane.
Sometimes.
Female.
Buddy.
Buddy Urban.
Or Biz. Oh! There we go. I had one friend in here.
Biz Urban Photography.
BizUrban.com.
Is that correct?
That is correct.
Wow. All
so,
right.
Well, actually, it's BizUrban.com.
Oh, wow.
That'll send you to Biz Urban Photography.
Okay, good. Glad it's right. Shorter. That's a better.
BizUrban.com.
No, that's a long one.
Did you have to fight for BizUrban.com?
Surprisingly, no.
Okay, good. Yeah.
I've owned it for a long time.
Oh, why are you here? Who do you know here?
Yeah, what's going on?
Who did you meet first at this table?
Oh, that's a good... Let's answer that question first.
Yeah. Well, truth be told, I met you, Greg.
Oh! Wow. Oldest and best friend. Here
oldest and best. All right.
Long time.
Who was second?
Brian.
Slow clap, Brian.
Well, actually, I feel like I met you guys both about the same time.
Really? That's possible. Robert and Brian?
Probably Brian. Time? Brian next.
Yeah.
Brian next.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
You started coming to see... our improv shows.
Right.
I don't know. Yeah. You might have seen Robert in an improv show.
I think you may have
Carolyn
seen me
Perry.
In an improv show first. Yes!
What?
I'm number two!
Oh,
I think that we all went to see one of those shows and saw Robert before.
Oh my God, no, I remember that.
Yeah.
Oh. Robert two.
Oh, yeah. Brian, you look very uncomfortable.
Holding up the rear, bringing up the rear.
Holding it up. Holding up his rear.
But number one in my heart.
Whoa. Oh.
Yeah, I thought you'd like
Why am I number one in your heart?
Yeah, what's up?
I don't know.
Why? What's this vibe?
Yeah.
Because Brian's my boyfriend.
What? Oh. This is your special lady friend?
Is this the one that you snuggle bear with? You snuggle?
What?
Yeah, you little
welcome
snuggle
back.
This is why I haven't been back in like 120
yeah,
episodes.
Yeah, because you...
snuggle bear.
You did a little too much last time.
Oh.
So we're roommates. We'll just call
it roommates.
Roommates.
Wow. Roommates. That's romantic. I like
so,
that.
Are you pregnant? Is that what you're here to announce?
That was Brian passing out.
Greg, very nice segue.
No, but I'm an auntie.
Ooh.
Not pregnant, though. You're not.
Not.
Pregnant.
No.
I was just wondering because they're
pregnant
usually...
with thought.
Ooh.
Pregnant with creativity.
Yeah.
With pause.
Pregnant with pauses.
That's a pregnant pause. Yes, that was good. That was good. Very nice.
Almost like a pincher. But the clapping!
I would thumbs up, but you can't hear a thumbs up.
No. Biz claps more than I do.
Yeah.
She just wants to be clapping.
I'm actually going
to
bring it more into my
so, Biz, here's the question.
Yeah.
As obviously Greg just spelled out prior to our introductions, that most five-year-olds are deviant assholes.
Oh,
well, that's not what I said.
That's what he's claiming, and I disagree.
No, I didn't say that.
They are not deviant assholes.
No, they're not deviant assholes. They're curious babies of innocent...
But they're on their way to becoming
apparently finding
muscles.
Double penetration.
Just saying.
And they know where
it's
to find
out
it.
There.
So if you were to call your 5-year-old, nephew, niece?
Niece.
And say, hey, what's her fill-in name here?
I'm not.
I know you're not going to. Could you send me a link to some double penetration? You think she's so no. net savvy she'll no. be able to?
No, I don't think that she is.
Okay.
But I think that some are.
Well, there we go to some.
Well, I'll argue that I'm sure some of these five-year-olds are picking up their parents' iPads existing things Thank on you. Them.
That is true.
We're giving parents way too much credit here whole Google safe search, whatever.
Don't have their shit together.
Most parents aren't even home to raise their children, by the way.
People. Which brings up the question.
Yeah.
Why have children at all?
Let me say something. Whoa. Let me say something. Wait, let me do something first.
Please.
My mom says, people who shouldn't be having kids are having a lot of kids. People who should be having kids are having no kids. Mm. Do you agree?
That's interesting.
Because I notice around me a lot of people who are married, happy, not having kids.
Okay, let's pause.
And a few having maybe one kid.
Now, I want to have kids, okay? But having said that, playing the devil's advocate, is it possible then to say that the couple that is married, happy, that doesn't have a kid is married, happy, because they don't have a kid?
Maybe.
And I don't think that that's the case. I'm just throwing that out there. You know, you can't – there's so many factors involved.
Yeah.
To drop a blanket statement on there that says people who – I know people who have a fair number of kids who have kids in general, just 3, 2, whatever, and they're great.
Mm-hmm.
And they should have had kids, and they had kids.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that the ones that, – that there are ones who stand out who happen to have kids, and their kids are annoying as all hell. And you look at them and say, they should not have had kids. And they just stand out.
Speaking for as the only female perspective at the table.
Well, except for Brian.
Brian has
Okay. I am, and thank you.
Slow clap.
Don't interrupt your woman.
Yeah.
I feel like I'm in a bit of a unusual situation because I'm
You're dating Brian Gerard.
Yes. Very unusual, yes.
That puts you
That is true. That's true. In addition to that, I am 34 years old.
Ah.
Not afraid to say it.
Yeah,
and
good.
I'm not sure how I feel about having children. Now, I love children.
Yeah.
I'm great with children. Mm. Anyone, strangers will come up to me on the street and tell me that.
That's very weird.
It is weird.
It
what
is.
Are you doing to define that to them?
Well,
are you
yelling? Girl,
tell me how good I am with this child. Are you making balloon animals in the corner? Like, oh,
I know how to
great.
Make balloon animals, by the way.
Well,
I do.
That might be it.
Okay,
go ahead.
Face paints. Anyway. Yeah. Magic wands. And yet...
So you have a lot of endorsements.
I do. I would actually... if I wanted to pop out a kid...
Yeah.
People would be like...
The world would say, yeah.
Yes.
They would applaud me.
Yes. Okay.
And
Brian's
yet I'm
looking
not...
looking at porn, by the way, right
oh
now.
Oh, my God. And you wonder why I'm on the
Yeah.
Brian, you're about to interrupt her. She's mid-thought.
So sorry, I just wanted to do a quick plug here.
Yeah.
While we're on the topic.
Hmm. Yeah.
At Deja Vu...
Yeah,
they have thousands of beautiful girls.
What is this?
And three ugly ones.
Oh. This is
it's my favorite.
LA Weekly. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. LA
Brian's
Weekly.
Literally looking at porn. Sorry, because we're listening though.
Well, so you could pop out a baby right now,
and everyone would be like, "This is an
they
okay."
They would say, "Totally makes sense."
Choice.
And they would also say,
and
"Wow, you were 9 months pregnant. You don't
how,
even show."
Thank you. I know. Yeah. Well, I think I'd be one of those girls.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Mm. As she flips her hair.
Exactly.
Literally flipping her hair.
Go ahead.
And yet I get
a
lot of criticism, a lot of looks, mostly from my married friends who already have children, thinking I'm crazy.
For not having
for not necessarily wanting them.
Oh,
like
right
now I'm still just on the fence. And I understand that TikTok, I just don't feel it yet.
Yeah.
So who's right?
It's hard.
I don't know.
Nobody.
No, it's
nobody.
No,
it's case to case.
Yeah.
Not nobody, but Biz is right.
Do you feel that there's such a thing as timing in your life of what you're doing with the feeling of wanting children, or is it just something that is in your DNA and you've known it since you're 10?
Well, I know as far as my sister goes, because my sister had my little nephew, Dylan. It'll be 6 months ago next week.
Applause. Yeah.
He's the cutest little peanut, and I love him dearly.
Mm.
The best thing that's happened to me in a very long time.
Oh.
wait a minute.
Anyway, my sister has talked about wanting to have kids for years.
Yeah.
She was someone that came out despite whatever she had as a childhood, despite whatever she witnessed, experienced, felt, having kids, hit early 20s. She talked about it. Becoming a soccer mom, getting that white minivan, having kids. And she was like 25.
Yeah. Wow.
And here she is. She has a kid. Yeah. And she's probably going to have at least a couple more.
Right.
I just never...
Yeah.
We grew up in the same house.
Yeah. I
love kids.
I would like to have kids.
Have you always wanted that?
I believe so, but not in this burning passion. But I like the idea of raising kids. Mm-hmm. I like that idea.
Mm-hmm.
Now, to answer your question, Brian, of is there a right time? You know, I think that that question, which can be asked about so many different things, not just about kids, is a dangerous one. Some people will say, well, not yet, not yet. Well, I'm going to wait until, and they set these goals that can never really be reached.
There's
and then they find that, yeah, in the end, they've waited too long. Mm-hmm. That is a fear, I'm sure, that is present in the minds of many different people about different things.
Well, sure. I mean, there's a constant idea of if this, then this.
Right.
We always care. Everyone cares.
Yeah.
If I have this, if I do
then
this,
I'll
if
do this,
then I'll have this.
Now, we have a friend who just had a child.
Who's we?
And all of us, actually, at this table. And their child was not planned. Was not planned.
Yes.
It was not the plan to have
Most
it.
Aren't.
Well, this is what I'm trying to say. So did they wait for the right time?
No, they just...
And they are living their life and things are happening. Now, everybody has different circumstances. So you could look at that situation and say, well, you know, they're doing pretty well in certain areas. So, you know, they're going to be okay with this kid.
Right.
But I don't know. It's hard to say everyone should wait for that right time.
Mm.
What would happen? Okay, here's a question.
There's a level of that.
Let me ask.
I'm still controlling.
There's no such thing as a good time. There's no such thing.
What would you guys think if I came to you one day and said, like today, if this show, I was like, I got a girl pregnant and I'm having a kid.
Right.
What would you guys do? What would the reaction be there?
First of all, it would depend on who the girl was.
Uh-huh. But let's just a general girl.
Just random.
Not random, but like not
She's
terrible.
In the military? She's
okay.
a general
Maybe
girl?
She's, yeah, she's
yeah.
Okay, and you're like, I'm having a child.
I would check to make sure that your car wasn't fully loaded with all your stuff.
To leave?
With gas canisters on the roof.
You would think that I was going to run?
No, you wouldn't.
But I think that you, I mean, this is a very specific answer to you. And I would only answer this to you versus, you know, it'd be a different answer for Robert.
Yeah.
Is like you're much more driven about what it is you're after and what you're up to than most people I know, and whether you are aware of that or not, that will derail that.
See, look at that.
You know what? I think you would actually. I don't know if this is true, but I think you would go and invest in a paint sprayer.
You'd have to get a job.
What?
Okay? No.
Do you know
what that means?
Get a job.
Okay, so what does that mean to you, Greg? What does that mean, investing in a paint sprayer?
Investing in a paint sprayer means that I get a crew of guys working for me, and it's like a full-on painting company. That
He's investing in painting.
And you've got to get a job.
Greg always knew. You've always known that is something you
that
could do.
Yep.
But you don't want to invest any money in it because you feel like, oh, God, now I'm giving up on this other thing by doing that.
Yeah. Exactly.
So that's what that means, investing in a paint
sprayer. It changes things. It
totally.
Does.
Oh, my God.
That
does.
Being said, if this, you know, knock on wood, were to happen, I'm sure you'd be a wonderful father.
I don't have a question about that.
I agree.
Robert,
I think that
you're going to be a wonderful father.
Thank you.
I am very excited.
What do you think about Brian?
Do you
think
like,
he's going to be too? Oh, it's a love fest.
I want everybody to have kids if they want to have kids.
That's
like, that's what it's all about.
You're about to review Brian now.
Yeah.
Well, no, she wasn't about
Brian's a wonderful uncle, godfather.
Yeah.
He's amazing with kids. What's funny to me is that were we to have kids someday down the road?
Yeah.
I love them when they're babies. Yeah. I love when like they're helpless and like
you hate them when they're past 10.
When they start running around.
You mean when they
talking.
Can look up double penetration on the web?
That's
exactly.
Right.
Five.
Wait, that's a callback, people.
Yeah.
It's a callback.
Yeah.
Brian is all about that. So it'll be great. I'll just hold
hand
on to them.
Off. Hand them off.
And
have another.
That's good.
I have another.
Tag team.
I have a philosophy that most like men in general have very little to do with a child's life for the first 2 years.
Yeah.
That's at that point.
That is a horrible
I totally disagree.
A child just needs to be with his mother for the first 2 years. God. After that, then we can.
Hey,
like,
kid,
hey, what's
I'm
up?
Your father.
Just in case it works, Jeff. My nephew recognized Shalene's voice from the second he came out of the womb because he'd heard it for 9 months.
Yeah.
So I do not necessarily.
Brian's insane. That, you can't listen to anything he says. You know that.
This isn't my first radio.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you deal with it?
I'm sorry, that is another episode.
Greg.
The next episode that you come back to, the first moment is me saying, how do you deal with this?
Yeah. Okay. So and save those up.
I will save it.
Save up some stories.
Thanks for coming by, Biz, and thanks for the talk of the children.
Yeah.
Thanks, the children of the corn.
The chillin'
of the corn.
On behalf of Robert Scheid, Gregory Hoyt, I am Brian Gerard.
Yeah.
We are the Scheid Show.
Yeah.
What's this button do?
Boo.
Boo.
You know the night time is the right time just to be with the one you love. Come on, yeah, baby. Would you hold my hand? Oh, tight as you can. 'Cause you know.